This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. India and China said today they've agreed to tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a Moscow meeting of the defense ministers of the nuclear-armed Asian giants. Both sides deployed additional forces along the frontier after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. China has not released its casualty count. The Moscow discussions were the highest level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and General Wei Fenghe of China met late on Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agreed that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. There's been a tragic gas pipeline explosion at a mosque in Bangladesh, outside the capital, Dhaka. 13 people were killed, 30 others are reported injured. The blast occurred near the end of worshippers' prayers. Fire service officials believe the blast was caused by a gas leak. Dozens of victims were rushed to Dhaka's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Those who died reportedly included at least one child. Authorities said a gas accumulation in the mosque likely triggered the blast. Authorities have begun an investigation. People across Lebanon observed a moment of silence to mark 1 month since the port explosion that devastated large parts of Beirut and claimed close to 200 lives. Rescue workers, meanwhile, have been digging through the wreckage of a residential building, searching for a possible survivor, hope fed by a pulse signal detected this week. It is considered extremely unlikely anyone will be found alive at this late date. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.